listening to The Kate Daly Show. Once you're awake, it's hard to go back to sheep. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
I mean, y'all gonna push these white folk till they can't take it no more. I'm telling you. You fool around here with Obama? You gonna let this long-legged Mac Daddy push these white folk? They gonna come up out of Tennessee and come up out of Oklahoma, come up out of Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, come up out of Oregon and come out of Idaho, California. I'm telling y'all, you're pushing these white folk and you're pushing them. Your long-legged Mac Daddy's pushing them and pushing them and pushing them. And they're gonna get, listen, you're gonna push people to the point where they're not gonna take it no more. These white folk are not going to take it. You're taking their tax money. You're closing down their jobs. You're shutting down their banks. You're telling them what they can and cannot do. You're giving billions of dollars to Acorn. You're taking their tax money and giving it to people to buy drugs. You're killing babies and you won't stop. You're telling lies and you're demoralizing our nation. You're destroying everything that has made this nation great. White folk getting ready to rise up. They don't want to take it no more. And I'm joining them.
Oh gosh, that's funny.
Welcome. I'm joining them too.
I'm joining them too. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. So glad to have you. And that was a black preacher. I loved it. That was so funny. You know, a lot of headlines today, a lot to go over, a lot of information you might agree, disagree with. We're going to throw a lot of stuff at you. And of course, chime in, 888-673-1450. 888-673-1450. If you don't get through the first time, just try again. You'll get through. And so much to talk about. In fact, last night we were, both of us were on Facebook, and people were sending us this three rule, right? So if you go into Google and you typed in any three numbers.
Actually, it's any numbers.
It really is. I was doing four numbers too. So
yeah, but it's easier to just say three numbers.
So in the search bar, you type in three numbers and then new cases.
Mm-hmm.
And lo and behold, an article will pop up with the exact number.
It varies a little bit in that sometimes the article that comes up in the list, the numbers match, but instead of new cases, it'll say, if it's a big number, it'll say total cases.
Yeah, or confirmed.
But it'll use that number in the article. And it'll be somewhere like one time it came up Ohio, one time it came up Georgia.
Yeah.
And one time it came up Sweden, and one time Spain. So, but the, whatever number you put in, whoever wrote this algorithm, it will create a headline using that number as if it's a factual number.
For COVID.
For COVID, yeah.
Yeah.
And you don't even have to mention COVID. You just say new cases.
Because the first thing I thought of was, okay, so you have X number of cases. So was there an article written every single time the number changed, right? Because that's where your brain would go naturally. So is it going to pick it up just because we've had X number that they're saying that we have, but they did not write an article for every single number. But for some reason, the algorithm will pop that in there. So I thought that was very interesting.
Well, I actually went one step further. And I went into some of the real research sites and said, what, on such and such a date, what was the total number of new cases? And I had put in the number 276, and it said that Ohio had 276 new cases that day. And when I went to the Ohio website for their health department, they only had 52 new cases that day.
What an algorithm.
Yes.
Whoa.
So they are telling you what you want to believe.
So, like we said, you go into Google in the search bar, you can pick any number out of the blue. Any number. Pick the last three digits of your social, whatever you want to put in. I even put in 666 just to see if that would pop up. And oh, yes, it did. It's yuck, right? Anyway, you put any three digits in that you can dream of, or four. We did it with four, too. And then put in type new cases. And an article will come up with that exact amount in the headline.
So while you were talking, I did it. I put 456 new cases. Here's the article. Pennsylvania Health Department confirms 456 new cases of coronavirus.
Jeez. You know, I just hope we realize how much we're being played. It's pretty sickening, and they've gone way over the top, and they've had a lot of resources at their disposal. You know, when you own FANG, F-A-N-G, when you own the top businesses that do the most, and they do four between those businesses, it's F-A-A-N-G, so it's Apple and it's Google, right? And it makes up the acronym FANG with an extra A. Just know that they're doing over $4 trillion, just those businesses, and they're heavily government owned. And are they money launderers too? Well, there's been a lot of accusations since 2011 that they've been money laundering. Apple Pay and Apple and all these companies. And so they have all of these tools at their disposal. You don't think they're going to use them to do this? You don't think they're going to use them to skew the election, to our elections, to mess with that, to mess with our heads, to make sure that we think all these cases are happening all the time? Of course they're doing this.
If they can do that, they can make the election say anything they want.
I know. And I wonder if we've really realized that, you know?
I don't think we have.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey there.
Hey.
A couple of things there.
Sure.
One, we have a Republican county executive and a Republican governor who both shut our state down, so it's not just the Democrats.
That's right.
And I heard Eric Peters, you know Eric Peters, right?
Right.
Yeah, and Darren Weeks of Govern America, they both have a new name for these masks. They call them face diapers, and I agree.
Face diapers.
Yeah, I like that one.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Have to go, you know, if you get one that smells real bad, tell them to go in the bathroom. There's a changing table.
Thanks. Appreciate that.
So I know, Kate, you're a fan of The View.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, I love those ladies.
Joy
Behar's
a sweetheart.
I think they've got three brain cells between them, and it's almost just too much to take, all that smarting going on. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So this morning on The View,
yeah.
Joy Behar said, I don't have much faith that this is going to end anytime soon.
Mm-hmm.
Barring a vaccine, all we have is social distancing and masks, neither of which is happening in this country right now. This is going to go on and on and on and on. And to tell you the truth, it's making me crazy, she said. All I do is get in my car, maybe with my husband at times, and we go around town looking for people who are not wearing their masks. She actually said this on the show.
First of all, this woman needs a hobby. But second of all, that does not shock me with her. These wackadoodles. Oh my gosh. And the only reason I say that, I was reading an article by a local paper of mine. And you know what the article said? We went around to see how many people were wearing masks and who wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Gestapo, yep. You know?
There was a mistake.
What's that?
That she made. She said, I'll tell you the truth. It's making me crazy. It should have been, okay, I'll tell you the truth, it's making me crazier.
It's making me crazier.
Yeah.
You know, and these people do. They would walk around. This is who they are.
Yep.
They're like this with everything, though, not just this. Everything. It's the need to control others because they don't trust themselves. That's usually why they're doing
yes.
it. Yes. For a little insight there. That's usually why. So, that just... Well, anyway, try the three number thing. It's very interesting,
that'll
that algorithm.
Freak you out.
Yeah, that'll freak you out. And there's just so much to talk about. So Rhode Island changed their name. They took off part of their name. They didn't actually change their name. The headline says Rhode Island's going to change its name to stand with Black Lives Matters. And I'm going to just go out on a limb and guess that none of you guys, because I didn't even know this. I didn't know the real name to Rhode Island was the state of Rhode Island and Providence Plantations. When was the last time that was used? Maybe in the early 1800s, late 17? I don't know. When did it become a state?
I've never heard it.
So they made a headline out of this for Fox News, telling us that this big change is going on. See, Uncle Milty, states are starting to change their names. So, you know, a lot of this can be hyped, too.
Oh,
and when
yeah.
when you start to feel like the whole country's going to hell in a handbag, It might not be the case because, you know, when you're looking at stories like this and you realize nobody knew that name. So they're taking off Anne Providence Plantations off the end of it. And now it's just going to be Rhode Island. It always has been Rhode Island. They're not doing it. That's what a total Nimrod that governor is. She signed an executive order to take the first steps. I didn't realize there were steps involved to a name that nobody cared about or ever recited. But the first step to change the state's full name. Wow, you're a winner, Governor Raimondo. And I know she's patting herself on the back. Amazing mm-hmm. stuff right there.
You know, we don't often see this either. Uh-huh. But there was an article on Fox also today.
Mm-hmm.
The headline is, Insurgents mm-hmm. from the Left mm-hmm. Threaten to Upend the Democratic Party Plans in Tuesday's Primaries. They have their own rhinos. Only they're dinos.
You mean they're not all rhinos? Oh, yeah. Gosh. Wow. That's interesting. Insurgents.
Yeah. Insurgents from
right,
the left.
Right. See.
So it's not those good Democrats. It's yeah, the yeah. insurgents.
It's the insurgents
from the left.
Using terror language from the Middle East. You know, that's why I think that sometimes you got to take a step back mm-hmm. and say, okay, what's actually going on? What's being drummed up in the press? What are the real problems versus the contrived, a little bit more of the contrived fear going on too? Because I could take you back in the headlines and it's pretty amazing what you'll see. So a year ago, actually 2 years ago about this time, the headlines were Invasion of the West, 1,000 injured, killed in terror attacks by refugees, Nets flood broadcast with separated kids coverage. This was 2 years ago. We were wow. dealing with the kids are in cages. That whole narrative. Okay. And then if you went a year forward last year at the same time, Iran downs drone ready for war. Putin warns USA and they went into this whole headline thing that it was us against Iran. We were ready to hit with each other with nuclear bombs. And I remember that because people were calling in the show a little concerned, you know, about that. And yeah, so kind of interesting if you go through the headlines. And then, of course, in January, it was all about the impeachment. In January, it was all nasty floor fight, nation divided. Here we go. You know, it's never ending. And yeah, it's always going to feel a little different. This feels a little different right now. Because they're letting them get away with wreaking such havoc. Used to be one city, now it's cities across America. Well, we'll be right back. We'll take your calls too.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again. Just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up.
Hi there, welcome back. Kate Daly Show. Are we standing up? Are we standing up enough? It's a question. I love that song. I love the lyrics of that song, actually. And I don't know how to celebrate the 4th of July this year, the Independence Day this year, because Independence Day this year, it's tricky, isn't it? We've got a lot of people taking our independence away, and we're supposed to celebrate the joy of having it. Because what do they keep doing in the headlines? They keep telling you that they're ready to shut it all down. And so July 1st, we're hearing a lot of states that are going to go take some drastic measures July 1st, right in time for Independence Day holiday. What do we celebrate in America? Will the flag be a reminder of what we've lost? Or will it be a reminder of the small peace we still have? I'm not quite sure which to celebrate, to tell you the truth.
I think it's too early to worry about that.
It's like a week away, like a week and a half.
No, I mean the big change. When the big change comes, they're going to change the date. It'll be like September 18th.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And it'll
yeah.
be Subservience Day. instead of Independence Day.
Oh, it's so sad. It's so sad. Unbelievably sad that we're going through this right now. And, you know, when I was talking to a friend of mine earlier today about this, and he was kind of sad about our country, and I said, you know, I always know there's the 20 to 25% of Americans who have a hard time sort of not going with emotion and thinking and understanding that they're being, played 24/7 in the media and used. But as far as that goes, the thing that surprised me the most about this year were the extra 25% of people that I thought were super smart that were lobbing on to the fear without thinking it out logically. That really worried me. That's the first time I've seen that to such a degree. You might see it slide 5%, you know, each way, but not that many people. And so that was amazing to me. And it even went up to about 70% there for a while. Mm-hmm. It was really surprising to me how many people didn't even want to question it. They just said, loss of freedom, totally fine with me. Wow, we didn't even question? Why didn't we not question it?
Because they don't feel it.
Yeah, yeah.
They
still feel like they have a choice, right? To follow it, not follow
and
it.
And they think life's good.
Right.
They don't see the decline in our standard of living,
right?
Our available cash. We don't take vacations every year anymore.
Yeah.
We struggle to make those two car payments.
Yeah.
You know, they're not getting it yet.
Yeah. The cereal box is now down to 3 inches by 3 inches, but nobody's looking at that. Nobody's looking at the cost of living a little bit here.
I bought some donuts the other day, and they're my favorite donuts, Entenmann's.
Okay, yeah, I love Entenmann's donuts.
Entenmann's, great donuts. I opened the box, and I'm not exaggerating. They were one-third the size they used to be. I thought, did Entenmann start making a mini donut? No,
nope. It's true.
It is true.
It is. It's true. It's bizarre. I almost wish I would have kept some boxes in the Wayback Machine so I could
prove
show
it.
People. Yeah.
Yeah,
don't you though? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi there. Hi there.
Raul Hevia here. I'm back.
Excellent. Excellent. We're on the national show. Tell us what's on your mind.
Well, listen, I just got back from South Florida. It's been 3.5 years over there.
Awesome.
And we were fighting the fight.
Nice.
And, we attended many different events, rallies, demonstrations, protests.
Nice.
Commissioners' meetings and all kinds of things. And we coalesced with a group of people that were patriots that understood many of the things about the Constitution. And then I started working with Ammon Bundy and his group, People's Rights. And I'll give you something that is going to get everybody excited about doing something and defending the Constitution and defending your neighbors. And this is the phrase. The phrase says, it is the duty of free people to defend their neighbors' rights.
So true. So true. Yeah, I love that.
So there's a platform that's being built in different states, mainly Nevada, Utah, Idaho, Washington, Oregon, and the state of Florida.
Okay.
And the platform is you text the word right to 80123, and you fill out a short form that you put your name on it, your telephone number, and your email address. And you'll get a call from your area representative for a call of action. So
Excellent.
If somebody comes to your house to kidnap your family, you can call your area representative and say, hey, the government is coming for my family,
I
would like some people here.
Yeah.
And they'll broadcast a text and a voice message to all the people in the area, and 50, 100, 200 people will show up. And this is working. It's
awesome.
Working. It worked in the state of Washington.
So
and,
cool.
This is something that happened recently. Is a woman went to bear a child in a hospital in Washington. The child was tested for corona and tested positive, and they took the child and told the mother, we can't let you have this child for at least 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
She was part of the platform. She texted her area assistant, and 200 people showed up at the hospital.
Right.
And they gave the baby back to the mother.
Thanks be to God.
Yeah.
And this is what we do. This is what we do. We stand for our neighbors' rights, and we defend them.
Excellent.
And, you know, we go peacefully, mm-hmm. but we say, no, you have to leave.
Right.
You can't do this to my neighbor.
Hmm. I love it. I think it's great. And I think it's great that we're figuring some things out this summer we can do, because people want to do something. We already fought a bloody revolution. We don't need to go there again. What we need to do is use the system we have and use the country we have, because we achieved this country. So I believe in getting together and using every smart way we can get our hands on to help each other through these things, right? Like businesses getting together to help with financial lawyer fees, things like that. If they want to open their business in a state that's trying to prevent them, or what you just talked about, that's brilliant. I mean, if we can use technology in this way, if we can get together in this way and help support each other, because right now they want to keep us isolated for a reason. There's a reason that this is a lockdown in your house scare tactic from these leftist progressives on this. So I can totally appreciate that, and I love that you guys are putting your heads together and figuring that out. What is the texting code again?
It's the word right, 80123.
Okay, 80123. Okay, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. And the word
the
rights.
Kate, is we have to write redresses of grievances.
Mm-hmm.
This is part of the Constitution. This is a provision in the Constitution that lets us put the announcement to the people, to the government officials who are doing us wrong. And we can tell them, hey, listen, you need to correct course. These are our injuries.
Yeah.
You need to stop and desist.
Right.
You need to put them on notice. Now, that's what the redress of grievance does. And then if they don't, then we have to issue a citation.
Mm-hmm.
And it puts us on the offense as opposed to being on the defense. And they have to appear in court with a jury of the people to address the citation.
Right,
so,
right.
This is how we need to get organized here in Southern Utah and all the rest of the states and defend our rights and return to a Republican form of government.
Yeah, I agree. I appreciate that. Thanks so much for calling in, Rella. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Love
Kate.
It. Love it. Love it. Love it. Thank you so much. That was great. And that's such an example, isn't it? Of when we start to kind of get together and figure things out, how we're going to help each other. What a great thing. That's a great way to do it. I love it.
That sounds
That's
terrific.
What we need. This summer, remember, we've said over and over, this summer is the summer to figure some stuff out. Get prepared and figure some stuff out. How many of you are getting prepared? How many of you are, you know, making sure that if you were suddenly locked again in your home, you could survive the fall, the winter?
Hmm.
I mean, that's what's on my mind right now. I don't know about you, but it's on my mind. So we've got to stand together. I like that. Good job.
Yeah.
Very, very, very cool. I think there's a lot of things like that we can do. So I know that, there's a couple places we can go. I know we're going to head off to a break soon, but there were some things, you know, that have been on my mind, you know, things that we don't really get to or talk about, but I did want to finish the drudge. So I went to headlines from 2 years ago, and man, we were all going to burn up then. And then of course, a year ago, we were going to my gosh, they were telling us that Iran was ready to get us. And then this year in January, it was our country's divided. It was the impeachment in January. And then now we've got our headlines today. And we've got a lot of scare tactics, but we also have some things really going on. What I've noticed about it, your thoughts might be different, Uncle Milty. What I've noticed is it used to be a city they would let burn down. And we'd go, why are you letting them burn down a city like Baltimore? And now it's in multiple cities all over and a lot of time. See, the George Floyd thing was a month ago.
Yeah.
We don't realize that was a month ago. They've been allowing this to happen for a month.
It's been over
huge.
3 weeks in the Seattle thing, and the mayor of Seattle just announced that she's going to take this slow and safe.
Oh my gosh.
To get it straightened back out.
You know, what? A Japanese reporter went in to showcase how calm and wonderful it was, and came out with a black eye.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah. So calm and wonderful, sure. So we have that honest, sincere problem going on, and then we have this new religion of social justice going on, all in the name of Black Lives Matter. And truly at its core is taking away capitalism. We mention this daily because I still think people don't get it. They're too, I think, wrapped up in the race war that we're actually not having. Most Americans aren't having a race war. But in the media, they're trying to conjure this up. And you've got BLM groups trying to conjure this up with their rioting and looting. But really and truly, it's against capitalism. It's turning us inside out. Mm-hmm. And so they're doing it with contempt. And that's what makes us very, very, very different. It's a contemptuous takeover. So this is exactly why we have to get right on these elected officials too, that are very, very quiet in our country. They're very quiet. In fact, during COVID, I can't even talk today. Was everyone surprised that they didn't say much? Our liberty was taken from us. The first thing you take from people is not their liberty. I don't care how many scare tactics you use. But man, before we even had 10 deaths in this entire country, they were locking us down.
Yep.
So yep. Keep that in mind. Keep that in mind, because my gosh, they were quick to do it and not quick to give it back.
Still haven't.
And now they're trying to push this new narrative down our throats. And so there's a lot that we have to do. We'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I believe in the product. I really do. Everybody thinks I'm crazy, friggin' snake oil and all the rest. But I'm going to tell you something. I've taken all the snake oil out there, and you're right. Most of it doesn't work. But this stuff does work. There's no doubt about it. I've noticed a big difference in my mobility. You know, things that I didn't think were going to be possible a few months ago are possible now. And I try to sell it to everybody in my family. Thanksgiving, Christmas, everybody comes over and says, oh, you look great. I said, yeah, I'm taking this new stuff, Balance of Nature. So if you want to use me as a commercial, I'm a good commercial for this. This works. It really does work.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code KATE.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Can you see? Stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's rondolier, the bombs burst.
Wow. Yeah, a little Carrie Underwood for you. Mm-hmm. Wow. what a rendition, you know. Just knowing about her and the kind of person she is makes listening to that even more enjoyable. We'll take a caller in just a moment, but I just wanted to mention for just a second, Balance of Nature. Make sure you get over to Balance of Nature. The reason I'm telling you to go to that website and order up that product is because I feel like your body needs it. I feel like everybody needs this product. This is fruits and vegetables, 31 of them. They go through a 10-step process. They're ripened to just the perfect place and then brought down to dehydration. And you get to take a couple of capsules of each fruits and veggies every day, and you know you've got all those nutrients in. You can get 35% off, and you can get free shipping if you put in the code KATE, K-A-T-E, my first name. Go to balanceofnature.com. All the testimonials, they are real. All those that you hear, they are real. It is that good of a product that I would talk about them on my show. I know, I'm trying to get there. In fact, wow, what a fun rendition that was. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes.
You're live.
I was thinking about this taking a knee.
Yeah.
Nobody seems to put it together that what that man did out there took that other man's life was he took a knee.
Mm-hmm.
Are all these politicians taking a knee? Are they with the Floyd George, or are they with the guy who done the taking of the knee in the first place?
Well, it's a pretty Marxist move. So, I mean, that's what it's calculating out to be now, because that's who's doing it.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah.
And another thing, we like to think that we're not a communist country already, but we already are.
Well,
when you take my money to give to somebody else, it's communist. So all this tax dollars they take, oh, we got to benefit this program, benefit another program.
Mm-hmm.
That turns you into a communist already or a socialist.
Socialist, yeah. The road to communism, sure. We're already there.
We just don't recognize it.
I agree with you.
And I love your show. Well, I'm out here doing a little work in St. George. I never heard your show until I got out here.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's a wonderful show.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate you listening in. Thank you so much. That makes my day. Thank you. What a good guy.
Yeah.
Thank you. So I'm right there with him. It's a full Marxist move now. And you've got a lot of people out there thinking that this is just we're with you kind of move. It's the we're with you. We feel you move. No, it's not. No, it's not. It's actually the takeover of our country. It's what it is.
Yep.
And these people, I don't know, is it ignorance? They're doing it. They're kneeling. It's absolutely ridiculous. And what's so sad is right now in this country, I will defend your right to do that. Because it's a free country. You do that enough, we won't be in a free country where I would even be in a place to defend it. Because what would I defend?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I don't think they realize what they're doing.
Yeah.
I mean, they really do look at it as if they're somehow making up for something that happened that they weren't involved in.
Right.
Why they would imagine that, I don't know, because you can't make up for something somebody else did.
Yeah.
You just can't do it.
Nope.
But somehow they've been convinced they can.
Mm-hmm.
So their heart's in the right place, and it makes it very difficult to call them an idiot.
Well, it's like the mask thing. They wear the mask because they go, well, I care about people.
Right.
So then you ask them, have you dialed that back to actually see scientifically or medically if that works? But you know what?
Doesn't matter.
They tune it out. They don't care. They have taught themselves to say, I care about people. This is the same thing that they do with socialism, like the caller said. I believe in bigger government, and I believe that government should take my money and disperse it because I care about people. And so the conservative comes along, or the person that loves the Constitution, and they say, but you could volunteer to give that help.
Right.
You don't need to enable the government to do it. You don't need to pay them to do it. That just gives them more power. And what does the person do? La, 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 la. I'm a good person. I'm a good person. Okay? Same thing with the mask. Same thing with the I'm going to kneel with you move. It's like they're grasping so hard at trying to be a good person that all of these things seem like they make sense. on a very superficial, emotional, coddled little level without ever going beyond the surface of their own thought on it. Because if you dialed every single one of them back, I could prove to them that each one of those moves is not American, doesn't mean you care about people. It means that you're actually harming people. But they don't want to hear that. They just want to hear, I'm a good person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is very superficial.
It is. It's extremely, because they don't even ask. They don't even say, well, my gosh, I never had to do this during flu season. Mm-mm. My doctor, when I visit my doctor, every single time I was sick and sick with me and my kids were sick and we went to the doctor didn't have a mask on and neither did any other nurses. Why is that? They didn't, not even a question. Not even a question. It's amazing.
I don't know if you can remember this, but when my kids were little, I remember a thing that started where when you went to the pediatrician's office, they had one entrance for healthy kids and one, and a separate entrance for the sick children.
Yeah.
They don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
But they used to do that. And then they realized it's not going to kill these kids to be exposed to a few
bugs. No, because they have an immune system. But, you know, you say immune system, and you know what they do? They go, oh, but this is killer. And then you say, but if it's killer, is everyone around you dying? Like the plague? No. Oh, well, then what? Who told you it was killer?
The one life rule.
The one life rule. But I'm here to save a life. I'm a good person. I know, but are you really keeping other lives safe? Or is it just a nonsensical thing to do? And they'll blow up on you.
Oh, yeah.
I've had it happen. They'll just completely blow apart. They don't know what to say to that.
They get mad.
They do get mad. Because I can actually go down the thing and I can say, well, the PCR test is the same test they gave 20 years ago in SARS. And if we were in 2002, you would have been told you had SARS. You were positive for SARS. Now they just say positive for COVID. It's the flavor. It's the virus flavor of the year. So right now it's COVID. Same exact test 20 years ago. Same test now. Same test over and over and over again. You just get told you're positive to whatever they are naming it now.
And they don't
doesn't get, mean a thing. Yeah.
They don't get mad about the issue at hand. What they're really getting angry about is you're forcing them to look at reality. And they don't want to do that.
Well, I think it's sometimes so much easier to say, I'm a good person. I want good things. I have good intentions. Go away.
Well, that's
you know what
all
I mean?
That
it's
matters.
I just want to be told I'm good, because I remember having a conversation with a very, very liberal person about the fact that they wanted the government to decide where the money went, and they didn't even mind giving extra. As long as they knew the government was in charge, they said the government would know how to spend it. And I know you sit there with this blank look like, what? But they have convinced themselves that people can't be trusted in helping each other. The government must be empowered to do it. The government must be empowered to do it.
Wow.
Pretty amazing thought process. But that's where it ends. It doesn't go beyond a year from now. It doesn't back up a month ago. They can't, I mean, there's no context or anything. It's just, I'm a good person today, and I believe that the government should be huge and make all the decisions and run everything, even though they've never run anything well. And I also think I'm wearing a mask so I don't kill people. Everything is about virtue signaling. It's very, very weird. And you know what? They would pat themselves on the back saying, I gave to my government freely so they could run everything and get more power. And if you were to say to them, but you could do it, you could go serve a neighbor. And then you know what they would say? We don't trust people to do that. The government is the one that has to do it. They don't have they don't have a distrust for government. Do you know, we are supposed to distrust our government?
Exactly.
We're Americans. You know, any other country you want to pick out on the globe, you know, they're taught to trust their government. What did our founders say? Do not trust the government under anything. Do not trust them. Question every single thing they do. Rein them in. They will try to get too powerful. Do not trust anything they say or do. They were right on the money. They were right on the money.
Yep.
So this is why liberal progressive mindset, which is about 25% of our country, is so screwed up, and why I have a hard time being in the same room with somebody of that mindset. I don't understand that mindset. they don't understand America. They don't understand why we got this country, what we wanted to do here. So the fundamental understanding, what was it, Tim Kaine?
Yeah.
We invented slavery.
Mm-hmm.
The America, we invented slavery. It didn't exist for centuries. So this is how ignorant they are. And they don't care about learning the truth. It's just, I have planted in my brain, so I am smart. And I care about people, therefore I'm going to do everything in my power because I think I care about people. And so the intention, the heart is there. They want to be a lovely American, but they don't know how to go about it. So they're probably the easiest to instruct into major gullibility, and they'll believe anything. And if the government says it and the media says it, they don't even question. Man, it must be kind of fun to live in that bubble. I mean, honestly, it's harder to live in this one.
It is.
It is, because you know what's right, and you know we have a constitution that contradicts all of that, all of everything I just said. And you're fighting to get the common sense level of the Constitution back because you think it's so obvious, right? It is. It's obvious.
You know,
we need.
There really is truth to ignorance is bliss.
I'm serious.
It's true.
Yes. Before I ever did talk radio, I was pretty moderately happy with politics. I didn't get into it much, didn't discuss it much, and didn't care much.
Yep.
I didn't learn much. I didn't know much. And I thought that was just fine. I thought, you know what I used to tell myself? Oh, that's for other people. You want to listen to talk? Blech. Honestly, that's what I thought.
Uh-huh.
Yuck. Turn on some 70s music or no talk radio for me.
Yeah.
I didn't want to learn anything. And it's a shame because I wasted a lot of time. So I wish I hadn't. I wish I would have gotten the game a lot quicker. Canada just pronounced their religion as Islam for the country. And guess what? Nobody's saying much about that. Why? Because we're so wrapped up in COVID. What happened to Assange? Did you know did you know he didn't show up for his hearing?
No.
Nobody's writing about it.
He's probably dead.
Nobody's writing about it. Nobody's doing anything about it. What about Iran? I thought we were on the verge of sending nukes. What happened? What happened to Iran?
They have COVID.
Okay. And then what about Russia? I thought they were so entrenched in our elections, we had to have millions of dollars in 2.5 years to go through a major, major, major investigation. Mm. Are they suddenly not interested in our election?
Well, Putin's whole family has COVID.
I guess they're not. I guess they gave that up. They only wanted one election, apparently. They thought they were going to do a lot with one election. They never could prove the influence they had on Trump. But apparently, that was the fight we fought for 2.5 years was Russia wanted it so bad, they were willing to do anything they could do to get their hands on the election results.
They realized it didn't matter with COVID coming.
Yeah, well, you know, can't make this stuff up. So many things we're not talking about. When we go into the next hour, I want to mention a few of them. Because maybe you don't know about a couple of these things that I want to mention.
Yeah.
Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere. And by the way, we'll take your calls too. 888-673-1450.